KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies and 63 degrees, your temperature this morning here at the KJN studios. We look today for mostly cloudy skies, moderate chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. A man authorities are looking for after he fell into the water at Lake Panorama Thursday evening has been identified as 22-year-old Kenton Greaves of Brooklyn, New York. Multiple sources say Grandview University in Des Moines sent out a letter on Friday indicating that Greaves had died after he disappeared while tubing on the lake with a group of friends. Greaves had just completed his junior year at Grandview, where he was a member of the wrestling team and a senior criminal justice major. Crisis counselors were being made available to Grandview University students and staff to help them deal with the loss. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and dive teams are working to recover Greaves' body. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Friday of 37-year-old Rose Amber Lopez of Red Oak on an outstanding Pottawatomie County warrant for failure to appear. Lopez was arrested at 11:54 a.m. in the 2300 block of Eastern Avenue. Lopez was transported to Pottawatomie County to be taken into custody by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department. She was being held on $5,000 cash or surety bond. The Atlantic Police Department released details on a number of recent arrests on Friday. Arrested Thursday was 21-year-old Justin Kessler of Allen, Kansas, for operating while intoxicated. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Also arrested Thursday was 35-year-old Daniel Munoz Grigo of Denison for domestic abuse assault. He was taken into custody and booked into the Cass County Jail. On Tuesday, Atlantic Police arrested 58-year-old Timothy Johnson of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. He was booked into the Cass County Jail. And on May 7th, Atlantic Police arrested 53-year-old James Sisetka of Atlantic for domestic abuse assault. He was taken into custody and booked into the Cass County Jail as well. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says as the result of a search warrant in Atlantic on May 16th, deputies arrested 42-year-old Samantha Sue Clark of Atlantic on felony and other charges. Clark faces felony charges of burglary third degree and a drug tax stamp violation, 4 counts of possession of controlled substance, 6 counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, and theft in the fifth degree. She was taken to the Cass County Jail and bond was set at $21,000. Also arrested was 30-year-old Amber Catherine Stevens of Atlantic on charges of possession of a controlled substance and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Stevens was being held in the Cass County Jail on $2,000 bond. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Friday 51-year-old Robert W. Bennett of Council Bluffs was sentenced to prison May 11th on a child pornography charge. United States District Court Judge Stephanie M. Rose sentenced Bennett to 121 months, a little more than 10 years in prison, for a receipt of child pornography. Bennett was ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release to follow his prison term. Bennett pled guilty to the charge on January 2nd of 2018. The plea was a result of an investigation that began with a tip received by the Council Bluffs Police Department from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that Bennett's cloud storage system contained child pornography. A search warrant served on Bennett's residence located a computer, cell phones, tablets, and numerous storage devices that contained images of child pornography. The investigation was conducted by the Council Bluffs Police Department and was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said on Friday a woman riding a motorcycle was injured during an accident Wednesday afternoon. 60-year-old Dana Johnston of Glenwood was driving a 2013 Kymco motorcycle westbound on Ellington Avenue at around 4:20 p.m. when she lost control on the loose gravel near 221st Street. Johnston laid the cycle on its side. She was taken to Jenny Emmonson Hospital by Glenwood Rescue, and the extent of her injuries was not released. A U.S. District Court judge in Council Bluffs on Thursday sentenced 49-year-old Glenn S. Davis of Las Vegas, Nevada, to 1 year and 1 day in prison for interstate communication of a threat. U.S. Attorney Mark Crickbaum says following his prison term, Davis will serve 3 years of supervised release. Davis pled guilty for sending emails that contained threats to injure another person. Davis sent threatening emails to an individual who ordered the repossession of a vehicle leased by Davis due to nonpayment. The matter was investigated by the Carter Lake Police Department and Federal Bureau of Investigation. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A former Des Moines school district art teacher has been arrested and charged with having a sexual relationship with a female student. Television station KCCI reports that 50-year-old Jason Soliday was arrested Friday and booked into the Polk County Jail on a charge of sexual exploitation by a school employee. Soliday remained jailed on Friday afternoon on $5,000 cash-only bail. A spokeswoman for the district says Soliday resigned Thursday to avoid being freed, or to avoid being fired. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds ordered all state flags in Iowa to be lowered to half-staff, effective immediately until sunset on Tuesday, to honor the murdered and injured in Friday's tragedy at Santa Fe High School in Texas. The governor's order is issued in conjunction with the President Donald Trump's order to lower all U.S. flags to half-staff for the same length of time. Flags will be at half-staff on the state Capitol building and on flag displays at the Capitol complex. Also, on all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state, and other entities are encouraged to do the same. The Food and Drug Administration is encouraging businesses not to use an Iowa company's service or any other that promises to hide information about safety violations. The FDA said this week that it's aware of Tin Moon, a Dubuque marketing company founded by U.S. Representative Rod Blum and his partner, a business partner, in 2016. Tin Moon has solicited business from companies who have received FDA letters warning them to correct safety violations. Tin Moon says FDA letters are derogatory and hurt business, and that its reputation management service can remove them from page one of online search results. FDA says companies should focus on correcting violations rather than on ways to hide these warnings from the public. The FDA says it's important for citizens to have access to accurate information when searching for a product or company. Tin Moon has been under scrutiny since February, when the AP reported that Blum failed to disclose it on his annual financial disclosure. Tin Moon's Monty Alexander declined comment on Friday. A Nebraska man is dead following a motorcycle accident in Pottawatomie County. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says 26-year-old Adam Blake of Omaha died when the 2006 Suzuki he was riding struck the rear of a livestock trailer in rural northwestern Pottawatomie County on Thursday evening. The accident happened around 7:50 p.m. as a southbound pickup driven by 19-year-old Joseph Jensen of Neola was pulling an empty livestock trailer and making a left turn off County Road L-34 onto Whippoorwill Road when the southbound cycle collided with the trailer. Blake died at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. And a day-long event celebrating Armed Forces Day takes place today in Atlantic. Steve Livengood and his wife Marie created the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally 4 years ago.
It is Armed Forces Day. There's a lot of things, of course, happening around this time of the year, month one side or month the other. But the Armed Forces Day, it's kind of one of those things where there's really not a program that you can go, oh, I'm going to go to the Armed Forces program this afternoon. So it's a day that we don't want to forget, but it really doesn't have any other thing happening.
The event also serves to recognize Atlantic's sesquicentennial year, with the monthly theme being Atlantic Salutes the Military. Owners and operators come from all over the state of Iowa, Minnesota, Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri to be in attendance. The rally continues to grow every year. Steve says most of the military vehicle owners will allow you to touch and explore their vehicle if you ask.
If you show up at 8 o'clock, there'll be something here. If you leave at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, because, well, I saw it all, you didn't see it all because they didn't get here yet. So show up at 8, hang around. Some of them will be here, some of them won't. Stick around until 3, then we'll all be leaving.
At that time, a cannon will be fired, and each of the military vehicles will begin a cruise through the town and out. The vehicles will make their way back into town, stopping at Walmart for ice cream at around 3:20 p.m., and then finally it's back to the armory. Livengood's goal was to put 150 military equipment tires on the ground for Atlantic's 150th birthday.
I suspect the oldest thing I'm going to have is probably early World War II, so let's call it 1940, somewhere around in there. The newest things we're going to have are things that we didn't have when I was in, and I got out only 17 years ago. So the spread on that is probably conservatively 55 to 60-year span on the vehicles. We're going to have little vehicles, that's motorcycles, two tires. We're going to have big vehicles. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, guy. We've got to get that in the parking lot somehow. These are huge vehicles. Everywhere in between, of course, we're going to have Jeeps. We'll have cargo trucks. We'll have half tracks. We'll have cannons. All of that good stuff. Haven't got any tanks yet. Logistics on moving tanks are kind of tough.
More than 35 vehicles are planning to be at the rally, providing 173 tires on the ground. The event will begin and end at the Armory, the American Legion building located at 201 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Inside the Armory, the Military Museum and Military Library will be open for viewing. A display of military rations, cooking, eating, and cleaning is set up in the museum. And a display of hundreds of military weapons and related items will be in the Memorial Hall. It includes high explosives, none in working condition. A lunch for free will offering is provided by Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise and host for the rally. That's a look at some of the latest in the news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Warren R. Bowman, age 99, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exara Care Center. Funeral services for Warren Bowman will be held today at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Richard Rock, age 82, of Council Bluffs, died November 30th in Arizona. Memorial graveside services for Richard Rock will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Avoca Cemetery. Beatrice B. Linhart, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Allen Place. Services for Beatrice Linhart will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Betty L. Dennis, age 79, of Exira and formerly of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. A Celebration of Life Memorial Gathering for Betty Dennis will be held Monday at 4:30 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, followed by a prayer service at 5:30 p.m. and a time of fellowship and refreshments with the family. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Leonard Joseph Trimmel, age 94, of Erling, died Friday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Leonard Trimmel will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Betty Franklin Moore, age 73, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Amelia Place in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Betty Moore will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.